Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I have adorned the rock and roll look here. All the things that Moeller hated about me back in high school when I grew my hair long. All of our Baltimore Positive coverage brought to you by our friends at Fadley's, where I'm growing my hair and they're growing some crab cakes. They can ship them to you. You can come on down to Lexington Market and pick them up. I am going to be doing a crab cake tour probably into perpetuity. I don't think there's an end. It's like one of those parties we used to have back in the day. You know, there's no end time to it. But we're going to begin our party, our crab cake party at Fadley's on April 2nd. We're also going to be making our way to Costas and around the community, including over to Catonsville State Fair, where Evan says he's making a really nice crab cake. I'll be over at El Guapo as well, having some margaritas, maybe some crab rangoon tacos or something. I don't know. I'll get something on the menu over there. But for all of our sponsors, including our new friends at Wise Markets, big appreciation. They also serve crab cakes there for Lent and fish on Fridays and all that stuff. And I'm going to get Don Moeller the rewards card. Don, you continue this week. This is true Smaltimore. I got my Proud to be Baltimore on. I put my Rush sweatshirt on to honor my dear friend Paul Manna and his mom, who we're sending a lot of strength and love out to, because as you know, I'm a sports guy, right? And you're going to the Oriole game and you're all wound up about it. Life will not be the same to me until the music comes back. And I heard that the music's coming back to the Rec Room and the Record Theater, and you know Brian better than I do, and you're the executive producer here. So all of a sudden, all these Smaltimore rock and roll sports, Towson, Dundalk, Catonsville, music, food, beer, all coming back into one place. This is a good, this is a truly Baltimore positive.
Oh, is it not? It does. We are going to tell some stories. We're going to tell some tales on a former Baltimore County executive, Jim Smith, who absolutely loved and still loves the Rec Room. It is a pleasure to welcome the owner, Brian Recker, who's going to tell us all things Rec Room, Recker Theater, Towson Diner, you name it. And Brian gave us an extra treat today because we got a cameo before we came on the air by my favorite manager of an institution anywhere, the one and only Kelly, who keeps Brian straight out there. Is that right, Brian?
Oh, for the last 20 years, Don. Yeah. She has been carrying me for the whole time, basically.
Just a remarkable. I told Nestor, you just go in and ask for Kelly. It's that simple, and she'll know what you need. So, Brian, you have survived, man. We're coming out the other side. What in the hell has the past year been like?
It's been pretty tough. Luckily, we were fortunate ahead of this and had done very well the year before. And we had made plans to remodel the Rec Room and subsequently had done that. So it looks brand new. It's beautiful.
I remember when you did the outside, right? The outside patio. It was unbelievable, right? Back in the
right.
day.
The patio we've had for about 10 years now. That, and we put some new tile out there, painted it up a little different, put some murals up. That was the first thing we'd done. Then we did the Rec Room, and then we got a call from Paul Manna, our old talent buyer from the Record Theater days, and he says to us, "Hey, you guys want to do the Record Theater again?" And we're like, "Well, let's think about it." Yes, and tomorrow night is the big night.
Well, you know, the year without music and without live music, for the most part, other than some socially distanced, you know, drive-in stuff that I saw going on down here at the end of last summer, I think there's a whetting of the appetite. People want to go eat, they want to go play, and they want to go date, they want to have fun, and they want to lay on the beach and do all that, but the thing that I hear the most, and maybe it's because I was a music critic and music's a huge part of my life, even though I've been in this sports thing for 30 years, that I have said to everyone who will listen, and this is no offense to the Record Theater, but I said, I will feel whole when I'm on the lawn at Merriweather having a beer at a show that I want to be at. Then I will know, and here in Cicadas, hopefully, that I will know that we're whole. People want music. They want Kelly Bell. They want the Charm City Devils. They want my man John Allen. They want the Kix Band. They want music. It's the thing that, aside from hugging people we love and those obvious things, it is the thing that was stolen from us a year ago that I can't wait to get back.
Oh, it's coming. I mean, everybody's jonesing just to have a real life again. And when we come out of this, we're going to be ready. We'll have the patio.
Brian, for people who might not know, sometimes I think we make assumptions and we're trying to get better at not doing that. We assume that when we talk Rec Room, Record Theater, Towson Diner, that everybody immediately knows where that is, but they may not. Tell folks where you guys are and how long you've been there. Give us some history.
You see here right after you navigate the circle and curse, usually, when you're coming
out. Right. It does if you don't get hit. But the circle's not really that bad. But we're located at 512 York Road, 514, 516, 518, 520, and on Delaware Avenue, 511, right next to the new movie theater. And my family's been at the theater since 1959. My grandparents owned it, and then my mom and dad owned it. And we changed it over to Rec Room Billiards in 96. Got a liquor license 9 months into that, and started taking pool tables out. And knowing that the room was perfect for live music, we started doing very local bands. Not the Kelly Bells, not the Jaw Works, Laughing Colors, Almighty Senators. When Paul came in, he walks in, and Nestor, I don't know if you know Paul that well, but he was like, dude. You know how he always uses that word, dude, this place would be perfect for live, you know, for national acts and the local.
What year was that?
I guess he came in at 97.
Man, it's been a long time, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the man.
Well, that's more the Rush, you know, sweatshirt for him because he's Mr. Rush, you know. I mean,
yeah,
he and I,
favorite
we
band.
Had long conversations. Loving music, and once it's in your veins, you know, I've been going through all of my old ticket stubs from the 80s and backstage passes and really getting rid of a lot of that stuff after all of these years. And we're losing so many musicians and talk about Neil Peart or whatever during this plague time. So many of the bands have aged a year too, right? Like I was sitting on Rolling Stones tickets last year. I was sitting on Pearl Jam tickets. But for people in the industry, the people like Paul Manna that put on those amazing concerts over in Carroll Park and is always putting on stuff and trying to put on events, loving music. Like Paul loves me. I tried to invite him in and he couldn't make it with us today, but in his own accord to give him some praise, there has to be somebody. Bud Becker's an old buddy of mine who booked all the shows down at Hammerjacks. And I see him. The people behind the scenes who love music, this was taken away from them. Not only that, their ability to make a living and all that all of the music people have gone through with Congress. And I've had the IMP people on and Audrey Fick Schaefer and you know everything they're trying to do with Anthem down in D.C. to stay whole. So when this thing is over, Kelly Bell can get back and do his thing on your stage. You know what I mean? Paul Manna and people like him have dedicated a life to this. And, you know, sometimes they're making nickels and not dollars because Mick makes all the money. Let's be clear about that, right?
Right, sure. But, I mean, everybody's taking a cut. You know, everybody in the industry is taking a cut, whether it be the promoters, the owners, it's the bar staff as well. It's the backstage people. You know, in these times, it's just everybody has to give back. You know, or it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like the guys and all my servers and bartenders here at the Rec Room and Towson Tavern, they're all taking cuts, so to speak, because it's, you know, it's 50% right now. Well, now it's 100%, but it really doesn't make a difference because you can't social distance at 100%. So, I mean, everybody just wants to work and be alive, so to speak. You know, they just want life as it was and, by being in it the way it is now, it's still something. You know, they're not sitting home.
Well, Brian, what did you do? We talked to a lot of restaurateurs, and we're with Brian Recker, owner of the Rec Room, the Recker Theater, Towson Tavern, one of the really fine dining spots throughout the region. What did you do to adjust during the pandemic? I think people are interested in that. And did you need a different strategy for the Rec Room as opposed to the tavern?
Well, unfortunately, we had to shut down. We tried the carry out and stuff like that, but it just wasn't it just wasn't happening. And our payroll was it's so high. We have a huge payroll. But as far as the rec room goes, as soon as we opened back up, I guess it was till 10 o'clock. And we just, you know, we did our specials earlier. So the kids would come out and the, you know, the parents would come out for early dinner. Then the kids would come out for the specials, shut it down at 10 o'clock. And then for the tavern, we stopped doing lunches. We still don't do lunches there now. We got a new chef and started brunch, and that's been very successful.
Now you're making me hungry. Start talking.
Mester, have you been? I want to give Brian a little shout out, and folks, and again, we'll get to the Jim Smith story, but I it's well known too. I love the rec room. I ate in there so many times, hundreds and hundreds.
Even before
of times.
You were famous.
Oh, I ate in there a lot of times.
That's because you knew I wasn't cooking.
I mean,
you're
the
welcome.
Food was terrific.
You're
I knew
welcome,
Kelly,
by the way.
I knew Kelly would have my my Diet Coke as I walked in the door before I got to the table. My Diet Coke would be on the table.
I know another guy that drinks Diet Coke. I didn't realize you had that in common with him.
Yeah, I've tried to cut back. I've tried to get a lot better on it, Nestor. But, you know, Brian, when you decided to open the Towson Tavern, and Nestor, I don't know if you've been to the tavern or not. It, as I said, it is.
I have.
It's a fine dining institution.
I
was always.
Jim Leonard there was the last time I saw him.
Well, I was blown away by the bar. Just, Brian, describe the work. And it sounds weird to be blown away, but the woodwork and the beauty of that bar. Talk a little bit about all the effort that went into creating that ambiance.
My brother Scott and I, we grew up in this area all our lives, and I think the ambiance fits Towson, and it's so we got together with our architect Steve Hill and told him what we wanted, and he picked out this African mahogany. And it's like we have ornate capitals, the high grade granite bar top, and just we have a picture of the original Towson Tavern location, which is located like where the monument is at the circle. And we were like, we thought we should give it. Name it Towson Tavern just to give homage to Towson. It was the first business ever in Towson. I think it was 1748 or 1768, something like that. And we just think it fits Towson. You know, it's casual fine dining. You know, if you want to wear something casual, that's fine. If you want to dress up, that's fine too.
Well, I would suggest everyone, to all of our listeners, as you're beginning to venture back out, we're beginning to slowly open up. People are can't wait, I know, to get back to restaurants and break bread with friends. Put the Towson Tavern on your list because it really is terrific food. And as Brian said, the ambiance is amazing. But, you know, jumping back to the Record Theater where we're now going to have live music again, looking back, and this is really a segment for you and Nestor as well. Looking back over the years, Brian, what are some highlights? What are some events or bands or experiences that you remember so fondly that you say, man, they were great memories?
Oh, there's so many. Some of the crazy shows, Ziggy Marley, White Stripes, Joe Jackson, Brian Adams.
Whoa. You said Brian Adams. This is where I'm going to have to jump in because I've been meaning to kiss your butt on this, okay?
I like one minute.
The night that Brian Adams played at your place, it, like you couldn't get near it.
Right.
I gave a call over to you.
Oh, no.
You met me at the door. It was the only time I've ever like called out a favor. You met me at the door. My son and his wife, then his girlfriend, couldn't get in. And we got them in. And because of you, and it was the first time I saw the acoustic tour. He had just, I'm like, Brian Adams is playing the where, when,
yeah,
with a acoustic guitar. Like what?
Yep. That was a crazy.
And
story.
And then I'm like, and I don't have tickets and I can't get in. So you totally VIP'd me in a way that I don't call and say, do you know who I am to anybody ever? And you literally got me and my wife. So I saw that show probably 20 more times. I saw that show all over the world because he did it for about 5 years.
He was
I only saw it once in Towson. You know what I mean?
What year was that, Brian?
Probably 2005, maybe, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Something like that. What do you
bare bones tours, what he called it. After he did it, he brought a piano player after that. But in the early days, he was just doing with a guitar. I mean, Brian Adams hopped out of a sedan and walked onto the stage with 125 people in your place or whatever. How many people was it?
It was sold out.
What does that mean? How many?
650.
It felt like 125. Maybe there were 650 behind me. You put me close to the stage.
You were VIP.
Man, when you talk about, like,
let's not get carried away here.
To me, that put you on the map for me, you know what I mean, as a venue and as a place.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, you know, the Moeller family would always jump out and come see, you know, our cousin Pat DeMint with SR71 and Mitch. I mean, they were, you know, that was always a destination location. So there's a lot of history there. What are you excited about? Hey, Brian, not only what are you excited about, what will be the same and what will be different?
Well, different, of course, for right now is the social distancing and not being able to have that many people in. What is the same will be all the relationships that you make, all the good music, seeing all the bands again. You know, it's some of the best parts of the record theater are people saying to my brother and I met my wife there. I got my first kiss there. You know, stuff like that. Just the history of it is so cool. We're so fortunate in the sense that, people love what we're putting on to them. You know, what we're bringing to the table. They love it.
Like, Brian, how hard is it when you talk about that? I love this because it's an industry I know nothing about. Nestor knows a lot about it. I know nothing about it. How hard is it to provide a venue that's a great experience for people, but at the same time, safe from a security end so that you don't end up with 10 or 12 Baltimore County police cars? Or how hard is it balancing all of that? And what goes into that?
Well, you have to keep in contact with the police department. You know, if you got a show that's, you know, like a heavy metal show that I'm not sure how many of those will do anymore, but you just keep in contact with everybody. You have enough security and, surround yourself with the right people. And, you know, we've been in business 25 years and we've had like one incident that went wrong. It was my fault, my decision to go along with that. And, that was it. You know, we've been very fortunate in that sense.
Well, congratulations.
Right here, over here. I'm there you go. Right over on the right side here. You know, all of the rules and regulations. I was going to ask you, you know, how many people you letting in? What's going on? It's all, you know, literally sitting right here on the screen. You can go to The Wrecker, R-E-C-H-E-R-M-D, TheWreckerMD.com and find out all the shows. I had no idea that you were letting Mickey on your stage this week. I just texted him. I said, all right, if I'd have known this, I'd have had Mickey on a show this week because nobody makes me laugh like Mickey, and that's just after I look at him. Ja Works is playing. You got a Rush tribute on May 22nd that's sold out. I better know somebody over there.
Yeah.
Look at that, two shows. So you've already put together like 20 or 30 shows, right? Like you said, bands are ready to do this. People are ready to come. And then it really becomes incumbent upon you and everyone to keep it safe, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's just the environment we're in right now with the spreading out, the COVID stuff, with keeping everybody safe. That's every day.
How many people are going to be in your place for Kelly Bell this week?
We're selling 85 tickets.
85 tickets.
Plus the band members, plus employees.
You let so it's me a really Saturday night, I promise to heckle Mickey.
So a terrifically intimate, really a great time for people who really love music in an intimate setting. Nestor, what was that What was that website again?
TheWreckerMD.com. TheWreckerMD.com. And full calendar. I'll be honest, Brian. I follow Paul. Paul and I are good friends on Facebook. So, you know, I've seen this coming to life. And Bud Becker had thrown out a shout. John Allen's like my lifer friend. And I saw that, and I said CCD. Stone Horses. I'm getting the name. I have a Stone Horses shirt that I got to wear. I'll get John on too to talk about that and the bands coming out. But I had no idea that, like, I thought, well, you're opening. That's nice. They're having a show. No. It's like kind of like, here we go, right? Like there is no one show. You can't run a venue on one show, right? Like you're literally opening and ramping up, and we're coming back to life and hopefully never shut down again.
Yeah. Well, we changed it over 100%. It's full bore concert venue again. Plus we'll do special events. We'll still do DJs and any kind of party you want to have. We can do.
Well, Brian, before we let you go, we know you have a couple of restaurants to run, probably shows to book. A couple of things that I don't want to let you get away without addressing first.
Oh, no.
Talk about the restaurant family part of this. When we talk to restaurateurs, we really get a sense that what's really been hard over the past year is what a family you all become and having to tell some folks you just don't have work for them. Talk about that on a personal level.
That was probably one of the worst things I've had to do, actually. To have to tell somebody that, you know, we're shutting down, knowing that they have bills and knowing that they've, sorry.
A year
that
into
speaks
this
a
thing,
thousand words, right, Nestor?
We've talked to so many people. You know, I've owned a business for 30 years in Towson as well. And I think every industry here, for all of us, for the humanity of all of this, that the fact that we're opening up and you're putting Kelly Bell and Mix coming out and telling jokes and making people laugh, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I haven't seen people's teeth in a year that, hopefully the toughness of that, you've brought some of these folks back, correct? Right. I mean, they'll be there on Saturday night, right?
Now that we're open again, we're not at full, we don't have all the employees that we had before, but we're going to.
Well, I want our listeners and I am going to end with the Jim Smith story, but I want our listeners to pay attention to what just happened, because if you don't think this year has taken a toll on small business owners, men and women across this nation, just pay attention to how personal it was to our good friend Brian Wrecker, the owner of the Wreck Room and the Towson Tavern and the Wrecker Theater. This is a personal thing as we're starting to dig out of it. We will never forget it. And Brian, I think we're all just so appreciative that you fought. You didn't give in. You're a fighter. And you said, we're going to get through with this. Now,
Yahi Tuna coming back on the Towson Tavern menu? It's very important to me.
What, tuna?
Yahi Tuna.
Yahi Tuna is ridiculous. Yeah,
I know. That's why I'm asking if it's coming back.
Yeah, we got it.
I remember how good
it was. We got it.
Well, Nestor.
I'm not
always
that either.
Nestor always kids me about trying to put a spin on things in my past careers. One of my favorite moments was two different bosses, right? One never missed lunch. Jim Smith did not miss lunch. Kevin Kamenetz, because he was always watching his weight and working, just basically hardly ever ate lunch. Kevin, it wasn't that he didn't want to go up and support businesses. He just was a fitness fanatic, and he rarely ate lunch. Jim Smith never missed lunch. So one day, forget what interview he's doing, and somebody's doing an extensive interview of all the neat things that are happening in Towson. And Mr. Exec, I know you try to support all these places. And do you have a favorite place that you like to go eat lunch? And I'm thinking, please just say we love them all. We love Sources and our friend Kathy and Gordon at Sources and all the different.
We're having
spots
a really good time in Key West.
There's so many to choose from. Like, he doesn't even take a millisecond, and he goes, I really love the rec room. And I go, oh my God. Did he really say that? And he did. He loved the rec room. Yep. He knew that when he went in there and ordered a salad, that Kelly would make sure it didn't come with any green peppers County Executive Smith couldn't handle the green peppers. So he would order a salad and Kelly would say, taking those green peppers out. So again,
I'm not sure if it was the rec room or Kelly that he was coming to serve.
No, I think everybody loves Kelly, but he did love him some rec room food. And again, shameless promotion here, folks. If you have never had the buffalo chicken salad at the rec room, you haven't lived. It is there's buffalo chicken salad, and then there's the buffalo chicken salad at the rec room. Just spectacular. So it's been a terrific visit. Nestor, I've enjoyed you and Brian catching up on all the music scene here.
Well, I just hope I can get in on a 20-second for one of these Rush shows. My wife's going to be up with her sister. It's a perfect opportunity for me to listen to some Rush without her around. So
I might know a guy, so.
All right. Well, there you go. Like, you know, hey, hopefully we'll have you up to like 125 seats by the end of May. Hopefully I got a shot in my arm by the time. Yeah, maybe that should be my goal, and have a shot in my arm by May 22nd for the Rush Tribute Show out at the Wrecker. Brian, I will be seeing you. I'll be seeing the Ahi Tuna. I'll be pulling up and enjoying some rock and roll. I miss music so much, and all this bitching I've been doing for a year about missing music. First thing I need to do when it comes back is go support it, right? Go buy some beer, tip some waiters, park some cars, eat some food, and have a big
Nestor, one last quick thing, Brian. We've heard from so many people, and I always like to check in, but we've heard from so many people around the county as to how supportive county government has been from County Executive Oshefsky and his team trying to reach out and work with her. Are you having that same experience? Because we hear it over and over again.
We've been so fortunate. Johnny O, as he comes in quite a bit, on down to like his subordinates. I don't know if that's the correct.
Wait a minute. Are you letting the cat out of the bag? You're saying that County Executive Johnny O is more akin to Jim Smith. He actually likes lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he comes in, he brings his staff. They have, you know, small meetings out on a patio.
And, well, just so you know, if Dom was the PR director, your place would not be his favorite.
I know. Apparently.
We'd love them all. We'd love them all.
I still love Don, though.
By the way, is your crab cake the best crab cake in Baltimore?
It's ridiculous.
See, I knew that, Don. See, I knew he'd say that.
I'll do the Pepsi challenge with anybody.
There you go.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But well, I'm going to Crab Cake Tour. You will see me later this summer.
Yeah. Don, with the government people, like the parking, the revenue authority reached out to us as well. And with the parking garage that's right behind us in the movie theater, we've got a special deal introductory offer for 4 hours for $2. Just come ask the bartender or your server to get a chaser ticket and 4 hours for $2.
As we say in Dundalk, that's 50 cents.
It's all about small business. And it's, as someone who obviously worked in county government, served in county government, and has been a lifelong county resident.
You were the man, Don.
Thanks. That's very kind of you. But it warms my heart when I hear folks talk about what a terrific job County Executive Oshefsky and his entire team have done, because that's Nestor, you've been on that train since day one, right? Just make government work for people. Just try to help people.
Well, can I say something, Don?
Of course.
Since we've opened, the zoning people, the fire department, the police department, on and on and on, you know, whether you go to the person at the desk. When we first opened, Captain John Bryant, he walked me through every step. He left his department, took me to different buildings, took me to different offices I need to go to. And it's been that way ever since. You know what I mean? You hear horror stories about the county is such a pain in the butt to do business with. It's not, you know, come to Towson. Towson is the best. We're so fortunate to be able to do business in Towson.
Well, Nancy will have those feet out on the street and the seats on the street and the bands out there. And, of course, we are Towson. WNST, Towson, Baltimore is what I always say. I will come over and, you know, I think the circle gets a bad rap, right? Like I gave you the hard time about everybody knows where you are because they curse the circle. That was part of having a circle here. Now, my wife and I traveled to Australia about a decade ago, and everything there is circles. And you learn to navigate it, but – it was once controversial.
In the beginning, I think they've tweaked it a couple times, and you just have to kind of have an idea of what you're going to do before you get to the circle. You know, if you're in the left lane, you're going all the way around the circle. Not all the way around, but if you're in the right lane, you're getting off right then and there.
And there really are. We did an analysis. Nestor, we did a detailed traffic. There really are not. I mean, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx anything, but there really are not accidents in the circle. So again, Brian Recker, Rec Room, Recker Theater, Towson Tavern, just one of the really great families, one of the really great businesses throughout the region. This is why, Nestor, you and I did Baltimore Positive.
I'm glad Manna didn't show up despite me wearing the Rush shirt, because he would have told the story about the time I bit my tongue open at lunch with him. We were at Riley's Oyster, and I had a Brussels sprout, and the next thing you know, I'm gushing blood. My wife had to stop work, and it wasn't good. But Manna loves to tell the story, and
I'm gonna ask him about it.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life.
Can I give one shout out? Nestor, you would mention Nancy Hafford. She is the bomb. She is the best cheerleader, the best representative of Towson that has ever been. She, like I mentioned, a decision I made that wasn't good. She was my first call. She helped me out. She has my back. She had my back. She had the back of all the businesses in Towson. If you need something, she will do her best to get it done for you.
We all know that. We had Nancy a couple months ago. We'll have her on again once spring is sprung in a couple of weeks. I'm sure, she's a recurring theme here. She keeps coming back into all of our lives, doesn't she?
She's amazing. We're lucky to have her.
Towson Chamber of Commerce, shout out there. Don Mulder, former Baltimore County executive. Go see Mickey and make fun of him and tell him to take his shirt off on stage, do all the old-time tricks that have always kept us laughing. Kelly Bell's out there, John Allen, all of our friends. Go support the Wrecker. Go get some lunch, Towson Tavern. Make sure you get that ahi tuna back. And, Brian, I will see you soon, all right?
Nestor, I really appreciate your time, sir.
Great seeing you, buddy. I'm about due for a buffalo chicken salad, man. Tell Kelly I'm on my way.
You're going to get him back into county government. Don't do it, Brian.
Thanks, Don. Thanks,
guys. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, having more Wise conversations with our newest sponsor, Wise Markets. We're telling you more about eating better and saving money. That's what I'm talking about. It's Wise Markets and our friends at Royal Farms as well, gassing up out there and supporting us around the clock. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Towson and Baltimore Positive.